Muchas gracias por.
Thank you very much for giving me the floor, Madam Chair. Given that this is the first time that I'm taking the floor, my delegation would like to express our congratulations to you and your team, as well as to the Implementation Support Unit and UNODA for organizing and the excellent steering of this meeting. We trust in your leadership to attain our goals during this meeting. We would like to echo the condolences expressed by the delegations who've spoken before me on the regrettable passing of the permanent representative of Peru in Geneva, Ambassador Ana Cecilia Gervasi. Our sincerest condolences to the family and the permanent mission of Peru. Madam Chair, we are grateful for the valuable work done by the coordinators of universalization Malawi and Peru. For my country, it is very important that we continue to undertake tremendous efforts to ensure that more states are committed to the complete and full elimination of cluster munitions globally. These are weapons that cause major indiscriminate human suffering and which run counter to international norms. As a country belonging to the first area free from cluster munitions, El Salvador reaffirms its commitment to international peace and security, and thus we advocate to achieve a world free from cluster munitions and the full elimination of these weapons, so as to guarantee the well-being of the civilian population and compliance with international human rights law, in particular international humanitarian law and human rights. That is why we restate the urgent need for more countries to renounce development, production, storage, employment, and transfer of these types of weapons, to comply with norms of international law and to ensure the international protection of the civilian population. My country condemns the use of these weapons by any actor and under any circumstances. As a country that has never produced, possessed, or used cluster munitions, we renew our commitment to the full and effective implementation of the provisions of the Convention due to the major suffering caused to mankind. We regret the fact that through the various reports, the numerous victims globally are confirmed because of the use of these weapons. And it's unacceptable that they continue to be used at the present time, in particular in the current conflicts. Similarly, we are concerned about any decision which may run counter to the universalization of the Convention, and we are fully willing to support constructive dialogue to avoid the weakening of the achievements attained as part of the CCM. That is why the recent and terrible events call upon us firmly to effectively implement the Convention, particularly in terms of its universalization. It is urgent, therefore, that we continue to pool efforts to attain global actions to eliminate these weapons. We would appeal to member states who are not yet a party to the Convention to become members as soon as possible. It is only through the union of the entire international community will it be possible to attain this goal. To conclude, we appreciate the various efforts and inputs made by various international organizations, non-governmental organizations, the ICRC, civil society, academia, and other relevant actors, because of their cooperation and collaboration with states in favor of universalization and the effective implementation of the Convention to put an end to the serious consequences of the use of these cluster munitions. Thank you very much.